Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
ISIS struck over the weekend in Kabul, Afghanistan. Two suicide bombers killed 80 people, injured hundreds during a peaceful demonstration. ISIS quickly claimed responsibility, a signal that it is targeting the credibility of the government of President Ashraf Ghani, who has increased security at mosques. The United Nations called the attack the worst in Kabul since 2001 and a war crime. Scott Stewart is former State Department terrorism investigator, now vice president of tactical analysis at Stratfor, a strategic forecasting and global intelligence company. Scott, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
So the Taliban has signaled many times that it doesn't like the government of President Ghani, but what does this mean for ISIS to strike so hard?
Well, I think that we really need to focus on the target in this case and look at their intent from that. You know, by going after the Hazara ethnic group, who are largely Shia, it's really a clear sign that they're attempting to spark the same sort of sectarian issues, obviously, that we've seen in Syria and Iraq, and then even in Pakistan, where we have the Pakistani Taliban going after Shia and Ismailis and others. So it really looks like they're trying to foment, you know, basically a sectarian civil war.
Is it possible, though, that they just had better intelligence among this group and that it's a softer target, lower hanging fruit?
Well, it is a softer target, but I think that this target was specifically selected in keeping with the way that the Islamic State does its targeting in other places. They can gain greatly from sparking this sort of inter-ethnic and inter-religious strife.
And what does this say as the U.S. is slowing its withdrawal from Afghanistan to assist the Afghan forces in dealing precisely with ISIS?
I think that that's a good indication that the administration learned a lesson from the way that they withdrew from Iraq and the consequences of that withdrawal. We simply can't step away and you know, allow a vacuum to be created where these terrorist groups can basically grow into strong insurgencies and even a state in the case of Iraq and Syria.
Although, is there anything that the U.S. can do to roll back the situation in Iraq? And if this kind of an attack is possible in Afghanistan, it would seem that ISIS certainly is here to stay.
I think that the ideology is definitely here to stay, but what you need to do is focus, you know, from an American perspective, is focus on keeping them as weak as possible so that they don't threaten governments, you know, not only within the country where they're working in the case of Iraq, but also beyond. And definitely they want to do the same thing in Afghanistan now, not only to safeguard the Afghan government from falling, but also to safeguard the other countries in the region, you know, such as Pakistan and, of course, the Central Asian countries.
With all due respect, though, I mean, that sounds pretty smushy and gray to me. I mean, is there any specific degradation of ISIS that we can point to either in Raqqa, in Syria, in the Iraqi areas around of Fallujah, or even in Libya and South Asia? Any degradation that we can point to that says, okay, below this point, they don't have the capacity to send a couple of inspired folks over to New York or, you know, Cleveland?
The Cleveland part, I think, has been difficult for them even at the height of their power. You know, we've seen them, you know, relying on what we call grassroots jihadis, guys that they've inspired rather than directed to attack in North America. But I do believe that you do need to weaken them as much as possible. I mean, you really need to get them down to kind of those, you know, the same types of levels we saw, you know, 2008, 2009, going into 2010 in Iraq. Really get them so that they're on the defensive, so that they don't have the same operational capability and operational freedom. When they're much more worried about survival than expansion, it's good for everyone.
Can it be sustained with air power alone?
Not air power alone, but certainly with allies on the ground. And I believe that there's been a lot of criticism of the U.S. administration for taking this approach. But I think it's very important because of the ideological message that it sends and how it doesn't fit into the Islamic State's worldview.
Great takeaway there. Scott Stewart, former State Department terrorism investigator, now vice president of tactical analysis at Stratfor, a strategic forecasting and global intelligence company. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.